Jasher chapter 34. And the number of all the males that were circumcised was 645 men, and 246 children. But Chedekim, son of Pered, the father of Hamor, and his six brothers, would not listen unto Shechem and his father Hamor, and they would not be circumcised. For the proposal of the sons of Jacob was loathsome in their sight. And their anger was greatly roused at this, that the people of the city had not hearkened to them. And in the evening of the second day, they found 8 small children who had not been circumcised, for their mothers had concealed them from Shechem and his father Hamor, and from the men of the city. And Shechem and his father sent to have them brought before them to be circumcised. When Chedekim and his six brothers sprang at them with their swords and sought to slay them, and they sought to slay also Shechem and his father Hamor, and they sought to slay Dinah with them on account of this matter. And they said unto them, What is this thing that you have done? Are there no women amongst the daughters of your brethren the Canaanites, that you wish to take unto yourselves daughters of the Hebrews, whom ye knew not before, and will do this act which your fathers never commanded you? Do you imagine that you will succeed through this act which you have done? And what will you answer in this affair to your brethren the Canaanites, who will come tomorrow and ask you concerning this thing? And if your act shall not appear just and good in their sight, what will you do for your lives, and me for our lives, in your not having hearkened to our voices? And if the inhabitants of the land, and all your brethren the children of Ham, shall hear of your act, saying, On account of a Hebrew woman, did Shechem and Hamor his father and all the inhabitants of their city do that with which they had been unacquainted, and which their ancestors never commanded them? Where then will you fly, or where conceal your shame all your days before your brethren, the inhabitants of the land of Canaan? Now therefore, we cannot bear up against this thing which you have done, neither can we be burdened with this yoke upon us, which our ancestors did not command us. Behold, tomorrow we will go and assemble all our brethren, the Canaanitish brethren who dwell in the land, and we will all come and smite you and all those who trust in you, that there shall not be a remnant left from you or them. And when Hamor and his son Shechem and all the people of the city heard the words of Chedekim and his brothers, they were terribly afraid of their lives at their words, and they repented of what they had done. And Shechem and his father Hamor answered their father Chedekim and his brethren, and they said unto them, All the words which you spoke unto us are true. Now do not say, nor imagine in your hearts, that on account of the love of the Hebrews we did this thing that our ancestors did not command us, but because we saw that it was not their intention and desire to accede to our wishes concerning their daughter, as to our taking her, except on this condition. So we hearkened to their voices, and did this act which you saw, in order to obtain our desire from them. And when we shall have obtained our request from them, we will then return to them and do unto them that which you say unto us. We beseech you then to wait and tarry until our flesh shall be healed, and we again become strong, and we will then go together against them, and do unto them that which is in your hearts and in ours. And Dinah, the daughter of Jacob, heard all these words which Chedekim and his brothers had spoken, and what Hamor and his son Shechem and the people of their city had answered them. And she hastened and sent one of her maidens that her father had sent to take care of her in the house of Shechem, to Jacob her father and to her brethren, saying, Thus did Chedekim and his brothers advise concerning you, and thus did Hamor and Shechem and the people of the city answer them. And when Jacob heard these words, he was filled with wrath, and he was indignant at them, and his anger was kindled against them. And Simeon and Levi swore and said, As the Lord liveth, the God of the whole earth, by this time tomorrow there shall not be a remnant left in the whole city. And 20 young men had concealed themselves who were not circumcised. And these young men fought against Simeon and Levi. And Simeon and Levi killed 18 of them. And 2 fled from them and escaped to some lime pits that were in the city. And Simeon and Levi sought for them, but could not find them. And Simeon and Levi continued to go about in the city, and they killed all the people of the city at the edge of the sword, and they left none remaining. And there was a great consternation in the midst of the city, and the cry of the people of the city ascended to heaven, and all the women and children cried aloud, and Simeon and Levi slew all the city. They left not a male remaining in the whole city. And Simeon and Levi slew all the city. They left not a male remaining in the whole city. And they slew Hamor and Shechem his son at the edge of the sword. And they brought away Dinah from the house of Shechem. And they went from there. And the sons of Jacob went and returned, and came upon the slain, and spoiled all their property which was in the city and the field. And whilst they were taking the spoil, 300 men stood up and threw dust at them, and struck them with stones, when Simeon turned to them, and he slew them all with the edge of the sword. And Simeon turned before Levi, and came into the city. And they took away their sheep, and their oxen, and their cattle, and also the remainder of the women and little ones, and they led all these away. And they opened a gate, and went out and came to their father Jacob with vigor. And when Jacob saw all that they'd done to the city, and saw the spoil that they took from them, Jacob was very angry at them. And Jacob said unto them, "What is this that you've done to me? Behold, I obtained rest among the Canaanitish inhabitants of the land, and none of them meddled with me. And now you've done to make me obnoxious to the inhabitants of the land, amongst the Canaanites and the Perizzites. And I am but of a small number, and they will all assemble against me and slay me when they hear of your work with their brethren. And I and my household will be destroyed." And Simeon and Levi and all their brothers with them answered their father Jacob and said unto him, "Behold, we live in the land. And shall Shechem do this to our sister? Why art thou silent at all that Shechem has done, and shall deal with our sister as with a harlot in the streets?" And the number of women whom Simeon and Levi took captives from the city of Shechem, whom they did not slay, was 85 who had not known man. And amongst them was a young damsel of beautiful appearance and well favored, whose name was Bunah. And Simeon took her for a wife. And the number of the males which they took captives and did not slay was 47 men, and the rest they slew. And all the young men and women that Simeon and Levi had taken captives from the city of Shechem were servants to the sons of Jacob and to their children after them, until the day of the sons of Jacob going forth from the land of Egypt. And when Simeon and Levi had gone forth from the city, the 2 young men that were left who had concealed themselves in the city and did not die amongst the people of the city rose up. And these young men went into the city and walked about in it and found the city desolate, without man, and only women weeping. And these young men cried out and said, "Behold, this is the evil which the sons of Jacob the Hebrew did to this city, in their having this day destroyed one of the Canaanitish cities, and were not afraid of their lives of all the land of Canaan." And these men left the city, and went to the city of Taphnach. And they came there and told the cities of Taphnach all that had befallen them, and all that the sons of Jacob had done to the city of Shechem. And the information reached Jashub, king of Taphnach. And he sent men to the city of Shechem to see those young men. For the king did not believe them in this account, saying, "How could 2 men lay waste such a large town as Shechem?" And the messengers of Jashub came back and told him, saying, "We came unto the city, and it is destroyed. There's not a man there, only weeping women. Neither is any flock or cattle there, for all that was in the city the sons of Jacob took away. And Jashub wondered at this, saying, How could two men do this thing, to destroy so large a city, and not one man able to stand against them? For the like has not been from the days of Nimrod, and not even from the remotest time has the like taken place. And Jashub, king of Tapnach, said to his people, Be courageous, and we will go and fight against these Hebrews, and do unto them as they did unto the city, and we will avenge the cause of the people of the city. And Jashub, king of Tapnach, consulted with his counselors about this matter, and his advisers said unto him, Alone thou wilt not prevail over the Hebrews, for they must be powerful to do this work to the whole city. If two of them laid waste the whole city and no one stood against them, surely if thou wilt go against them, they will all rise against us and destroy us likewise. But if thou wilt send to all the kings that surround us, and let them come together, then we will go with them and fight against the sons of Jacob. Then wilt thou prevail against them. And Jashub heard the words of his counselors, and their words pleased him and his people, and he did so. And Jashub, king of Tapnach, sent unto all the kings of the Amorites that surrounded Shechem and Tapnach, saying, Go up with me, and assist me, and we will smite Jacob the Hebrew and all his sons, and destroy them from the earth. For thus did he do to the city of Shechem, and do you not know of it? And all the kings of the Amorites heard the evil that the sons of Jacob had done to the city of Shechem, and they were greatly astonished at them. And the seven kings of the Amorites assembled with all their armies, about 10,000 men with drawn swords, and they came to fight against the sons of Jacob. And Jacob heard that the kings of the Amorites had assembled to fight against his sons, and Jacob was greatly afraid, and it distressed him. And Jacob exclaimed against Simeon and Levi, saying, What is this act that you did? Why have you injured me, to bring against me all the children of Canaan to destroy me and my household? For I was at rest, even I and my household, and you've done this thing to me, and provoked the inhabitants of the land against me by your proceedings. And Judah answered his father, saying, Was it for naught my brothers Simeon and Levi killed all the inhabitants of Shechem? Surely it was because Shechem had humbled our sister and transgressed the command of our God to Noah and his children. For Shechem took our sister away by force and committed adultery with her. And Shechem did all this evil, and not one of the inhabitants of his city interfered with him to say, Why wilt thou do this? Surely for this my brothers went and smote the city. And the Lord delivered it into their hands, because its inhabitants had transgressed the commands of our God. Is it then for naught that they've done all this? And now, why art thou afraid or distressed? And why art thou displeased at thy brothers? And why is thine anger kindled against them? Surely our God, who delivered into their hand the city of Shechem and its people, He will also deliver into our hands all the Canaanitish kings who are coming against us, and we will do unto them as my brothers did unto Shechem. Now be tranquil about them, and cast away thy fears, but trust in the Lord our God, and pray unto him to assist us, and deliver our enemies into our hands. And Judah called to one of his father's servants, Go now, and see where those kings are coming against us, are situated with their armies. And the servant went and looked far off, and went up opposite Mount Sihon, and saw all the camps of the kings standing in the fields. And he returned to Judah and said, Behold, the kings are situated in the field with all their camps, a people exceedingly numerous, like unto the sand upon the seashore. And Judah said unto Simeon and Levi and to all his brethren, Strengthen yourselves, and be sons of valor, for the Lord our God is with us. Do not fear them. Stand forth, each man, girt with his weapons of war, his bow and his sword, and we will go and fight against these uncircumcised men. The Lord is our God. He will save us. And they rose up, and each girt on his weapons of war, great and small, 11 sons of Jacob, and all the servants of Jacob with them. And all the servants of Isaac, who were with Isaac in Hebron, all came to them equipped in all sorts of war instruments. And the sons of Jacob and their servants, being 112 men, went towards these kings. And Jacob also went with them. And the sons of Jacob sent unto their father Isaac, the son of Abraham, to Hebron, the same is Kiriath Arba, saying, Pray, we beseech thee for us unto the Lord our God, to protect us from the hands of the Canaanites who are coming against us, and to deliver them into our hands. And Isaac, the son of Abraham, prayed unto the Lord for his sons, and he said, O Lord God, thou didst promise my father, saying, I will multiply thy seed as the stars of heaven. And thou didst also promise me, and establish thou thy word. And thou didst also promise me, and establish thou thy word, now that the kings of Canaan are coming together to make war with my children, because they committed no violence. Now therefore, O Lord God, God of the whole earth, pervert, I pray thee, the counsel of these kings, that they may not fight against my sons, and impress the hearts of these kings and their people with the terror of my sons, and bring down their pride, and that they may turn away from my sons. And with thy strong hand and outstretched arm, deliver my sons and their servants from them, for power and might are in thy hands to do all this. And the sons of Jacob and their servants went toward these kings, and they trusted in the Lord their God. And whilst they were going, Jacob their father also prayed unto the Lord and said, O Lord God, powerful and exalted God, who has reigned from the days of old, from thence till now and forever, Thou art he who stirreth up wars and causeth them to cease. In thy hand are power and might to exalt and to bring down. O, may my prayer be acceptable before thee, that thou mayest turn to me with thy mercies, to impress the hearts of these kings and their people with the terror of my sons, and terrify them and their camps, and with thy great kindness deliver all those that trust in thee. For it is thou who canst bring people under us and reduce nations under our power.